This is Life Got Me Light, the podcast, and I'm your host, Joey Dainsley. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Life Got Me Like. I'm your host, Joey Jamesley, and today's episode is brought to you by The Adventures of Julie Jones, and we're going to get into that a little bit in a second. But not only is The Adventures of Julie Jones sponsoring the show, they're also helping out the Superstition Community Food Bank, which we're going to talk about in a little bit as well. So without further ado, guys, are you tired of being stressed out? Do you feel like you're running on a hamster wheel and you just can't get off of it? Well, then today's episode is perfect for you because I have the amazing Julie Jones. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here.
I know.
And of course, I'm even more excited because I found out that this is going to be a Halloween episode, and Halloween is my favorite.
It is mine too, girl. Mine too. I love dressing up for any occasion, but at least this time I don't look crazy because it's like on purpose.
Oh, well, I don't care if I ever look crazy. That's just how I live life. It's like I have costumes for every season.
Yes.
Every holiday, I wear costumes all year round.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. So a little bit about you, girl. You are a coach. You're an author. You have a TV show coming out. You have an event coming up. Like, what don't you do?
That's a really good question. Because sometimes I feel like I am, you know, myself on the hamster wheel, but then I just learn to stop, pause, and just, you know, keep on going in the direction of my dreams. And that's really what it's all about. It's like, I want to live my dreams to their full potential so I can support others to do the same.
Sure, absolutely. I love that. So why don't you kind of give us a little rundown about who are you? Who is Julie Jones?
Well, how much time do we have, Joey?
give me about a minute rundown. So no.
Well, my life story in a nutshell, born and raised in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I have a younger brother. And I am a former police officer. So I spent 10 years as a law enforcement officer and SWAT member in Milwaukee, Wisconsin area.
You were a SWAT member? How did I not know that part?
I don't know. I don't know how you didn't know that part.
I knew the police part, but the SWAT? Like, holy cow. Okay.
Continue. Well, you know, I got to keep it on the down low, right?
I would be telling everybody.
No, I do. I do.
I was on SWAT. I'm here.
I do. And so that led me to really what it is that I do today. You know, it took me a while to figure out what I really wanted to do. I am passionate about helping people because that's what I learned from early on. My parents taught me the importance of giving back, volunteering, you know, making a difference in your community. So I've always wanted to help people, and I thought I could do that with law enforcement. However, what law enforcement showed me was the fact that there was just a lot of negativity, and it started to toughen me too much that I wasn't even crying anymore at funerals.
Oh, wow.
Right? So it just started to change who I was deep down, and I was like, okay, there has to be something else out there for me that I can still help and serve people.
Sure.
So I've done a whole lot of things, including being a makeup artist, which I understand, like you've been a makeup artist and stuff as well, right? Yeah. So I've done all these things, but what I'm most passionate about is what I currently do.
Okay.
And that is really supporting people and living their best life now.
Oh, I love that. It's so important because I feel like people just kind of get lost in the process of life, right? Like you're supposed to like graduate high school, go to college, get a job, like, you know, get that white picket fence. And then people aren't really finding what they love to do. So how do you help people do that?
Well, there's a series of different things. And I usually start off with a 30-minute complimentary, you know, phone call.
Sure.
Just to really find out more about them because it's an energy exchange.
Yeah.
And so I know I am not the right fit for everyone. Like, I get it, right? Like, I mean, like, you come to a call and you might get this, right? So, but I love to have fun and I love to show people that it doesn't have to be serious. And then from that point, we decide, you know, how to customize a program for them. I don't use a cookie cutter approach. It's really about finding out what matters most to you. And I'm a true believer in how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you are struggling with it in life, it's showing up in business and what else you're doing, or vice versa. So let's get to the bottom of it, because it's usually some, you know, set beliefs that we learn from, you know, before the age of five that like now all of a sudden is operating us.
Absolutely. So I love that you brought up, you know, you may not be for everybody, but one thing I freaking love about this lady, people, okay, is she tells it like it. You tell it like it is, no matter what. Like, you keep it, genuine. You keep it 100. And I think that that is really what people need sometimes, because we can be our own worst enemy, and we need someone to kind of just like, hello, you know, can't you see yourself for what you are, you know? And so I love that piece about you, that you're just authentic.
Well, yes, and thank you. And thank you, because, you know, it takes people to a certain, you know, point in life to really be like that, right? Mm-hmm. So in our 20s and 30s, we're trying to still figure it out. And then things start to shift.
Yeah.
And I'm a proud, you know, that to say that I'm 54 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And so now at this point in my life, it's like either, you know, take me as I am, or leave me.
Oh, girl. Amen to that. Thank you. Okay.
However, what I really am going to do for my clients is exactly like you said. Mm-hmm. I'm really going to tell them like it is, but from a very loving heart.
Right.
Like, I don't come off the top rope and beat you up.
Right.
It's like, you know, I'm like, hey, are you open for some feedback? Because all of us have enough people in our life that are our friends.
Sure.
And that sometimes won't always tell us the truth, because they don't want to affect that friendship. And so I want to help you to have the best version of you, and that means sometimes telling you things that you may not want to hear, mm-hmm. or that you're not admitting to yourself. Because as a former police officer, one of the things that, you know, is a skill set for me is being able to read people, and being able to read people when they're lying to themselves. I'm also very intuitive. Doesn't mean like I'm psychic or anything, but mm-hmm. I just know, and I can feel when you're lying to yourself, like, okay, let's have a conversation as to why you're lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's super important. And it's hard, though, sometimes, right, to, like, have that vulnerability and that truth-telling with ourselves. So what do you find is, like, the most resistance? Like, where do people kind of go, ugh, like, okay, I know I need to go there, but I don't really want to go there?
It's usually around fear.
Okay.
You know, that's really what it comes down to. There's a fear of something. You know, I really truly believe that there's, you know, like, two core fears. It's that, you know, everybody wants to be loved and accepted. And so if there's something that's threatening that, you know, that love, acceptance, it's going to hold you back. And the idea behind that, are you enough? Like, are you good enough, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you out there? Because anything that threatens that, see, nobody wants to be rejected, right?
No,
nobody likes the feeling of rejection. Mm-hmm. And yet a lot of times, like, when we're about to take a step forward into our life and we feel that there may be some form of rejection there, then we start to scale back, mm-hmm. because we don't really want to put ourselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I do what I do in sometimes my crazy get-ups and everything else, because when people see me, a lot of times I get like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do that. And I'm like, and why can't you?
Right.
The only one stopping you is you. Mm-hmm. And if I can inspire people just to take a little bit more action in their life, or just to have a little bit more fun, I'm the fun queen. Like, I love to have fun. I love to have adventures. And that's where I talk about, like, people getting off the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people create a business for themselves. You know, they leave corporate America because they were on the hamster wheel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they create a business and they're on the hamster wheel.
Mm.
And they're on the hamster wheel of life, and they're forgetting to have fun.
Right.
It's like most entrepreneurs decided that they wanted to do something for themselves so they could have more time. And now they find that all their time is wrapped up in doing.
Yes. I think people forget, like, life is too short. And that's kind of the perspective that I take on it, you know, is life is too short. You need to have fun. You need to enjoy the moment. And, like, who cares what other people think about it, really? And it's a hard place to come to, right? To go out and dance in public or sing in public. I mean, my son is like, Mom, if you dance Target one more time. No. But he's kind of used to it now, though, because he just expects, like, he knows that I'm like, oh, if a song comes on when I'm shopping in aisle six, like, I'm going to dance and I'm going to sing and I don't care. But so how do you help people get over that fear of just being their true selves and not being afraid to put it out there, to enjoy the moment, and have that authenticity themselves day to day?
Well, it's all about, you know, again, like, giving them, maybe if you want to say, little assignments or something, mm-hmm. that's going to help them keep stepping out.
Okay.
Stepping out.
An
stepping
assignment.
Out, right? Like an assignment,
okay,
right?
Like, what's an example of
as
assignment?
As an accountability. Okay, so here's one. And this might seem a little extreme, but I knew this woman because she had done a lot of personal growth, right? So, like, I know my clients very well, so I know where I can take them. And I had a client who was really afraid to build her business. She had a travel business, right? And so I said to her, like, well, what's the worst case scenario? Like, mm-hmm. if you don't build this, what are you so afraid of? And she was really afraid of, like, eventually ending up, like, maybe homeless or, you know, living – she said exactly, living out of a cardboard box. So her assignment was to get a cardboard box, put it in her living room, and you know, and see that cardboard box, right? And imagine that if she didn't make her phone calls or didn't do what she needed to do
–
There was your cardboard box, right? And that really, for her, was a form of motivation to be making her phone calls and to be working on her business.
Okay.
Now, somebody who just comes to me, I'm not going to be like, hey, go get yourself a cardboard box and be living on it like you know, you're homeless. But there's all kinds of different ways that I see people and I say, okay. And I always ask for a form of permission. Like I and I tell people all the time, like, are you open to this? Are you open for feedback? And at any given moment, I will tell people, whatever I say to you may not always resonate with you. And it's up to you to let me know, like, what's working for you, what's not working for you. Because I always have a gazillion ideas of what we can do to make your life more bolder.
I think that's I love that. So I love that so much. So what is something that you do yourself then every day or to keep, you know, reminding yourself to be authentic and to because, you know, we're our own worst critics, right? And I know you're in front of people all the time. You know, you have a podcast of yourself, you have that TV show coming up, you have an event coming up, you speak. So it can be intimidating. Even the best athletes and singers and performers, you know, they kind of get that those nerves or they think like, oh, what if people don't like this?
Right.
So how do you remind yourself?
Well, there's a couple of things that I do. The most important and the one that came to me as you were asking me the question is about 5-6 years ago now, I participated in a personal growth program, and it was 90 days. And it was 90 days incorporated in your life, right?
Okay.
So, like, while you were living life, you had daily coach calls, and you had these four major goals that you were going after.
Okay.
But what part of the program was is that they gave you a contract with the universe. And based on what were your biggest fears, people would come up with the contract. And so my contract is I'm a lovable, passionate, wildly successful leader, courageously making waves in my abundant life now. So when I'm in a moment that is maybe scary for me, I mean, I stand tall and I say that to myself and I remember who I am.
Yeah.
Right? And it doesn't happen overnight.
Sure.
Like, it's been a journey for me. I mean, if I look back at my life and I think to myself, I don't even recognize who I was 10 years ago. Like, every day I'm changing and growing. And if I really want to get a laugh out of anything, you know, I'm known for my googly-eyed glasses, right? So, like, I just throw on a pair of glasses, crazy glasses, do something, I'll dance, I'll play a powerful song, like music inspires, all those kinds of things, or I do a Wonder Woman pose.
Yeah.
There's so many different, you know, tips, but I have my moments. Like earlier this week, I had a complete meltdown and I was bawling because of the fact that I have a lot that I want to do and a lot that I want to impact people with.
Sure.
So when you talked about it, you know, I do, like our television show, because you were on it as well.
I was, yeah.
Is coming out and being, you know, revealed on November 3rd. I'm doing a big event November 4th and 5th. And it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It is a lot. And so, like, I just had a moment where, okay, I cried. I had my pity party. And then it's like, put my big girl panties on and just keep on moving forward. And seriously, the next day I woke up, I'm like, okay, what do I get to do today? Not what do I have to do.
I was just going to say
what do I get to do?
Right. See, exactly. Yes. I love that you say it that way because in my business with my clients, I kind of do the same thing, right? If they're afraid of figuring out who they are or trying something new, I always tell them to, like, okay, instead of being afraid of the what ifs of that idea, think about how exciting it is that you get to go figure it out, right? That you get to go try something new and you get to experience something new. So switching that mind frame from a fear-based mind frame to an excitement like, oh my gosh, I get to go and do this. I think that mindset switch is huge and it's so powerful for people. So I love that you said that.
It is. The way we talk to ourselves, really, you can mm-hmm. feel like that resonation. So, you know, for those of you listening in or watching in, it's like if you say I have to versus I get to, you yep. will feel it within your body.
100%.
And you talked about the what if, and that's something else that I also focus in on, because most human beings, like 70% of how like our brain operates, we go to the negative.
Yes.
Right? Like we say, what if this isn't going to work? Or what if we fail? Or what if my heart gets broken? And I like to remind people, well, what if? What if it's your number 10 relationship? What if your business is hugely successful?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like what if you're not out there giving your message, right?
Right. What if it goes right?
Yes. What if it goes right? It's exactly. Yeah. So that's where I like to focus in. Looking at the more positive, mm-hmm. I always tell people, listen, my life is not full of rainbows, unicorns, and sunshine right. all the time. It's a choice, because anything that can happen in any given moment, like if I leave the studio today and I have a flat tire, right? Mm-hmm. And I look at that and I'm like, well, okay, so I do what I have to do. It's up to me to decide, was that a bad moment or a bad day? Because I just had like an amazing experience with you on this podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, huh. Well, now it's going to be a bad day just because I have a flat tire? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that point, and I want to dive into that a little bit more because I talk about that too with my clients, bad day versus good day. So, but first, I got to give a little bit of love to my sponsor, which is Julie and the Adventures of Julie Jones. So, guys, like I said earlier, you know, do you find yourself running on the hamster wheel of life without producing a life that you desire? Are you constantly overworked, overwhelmed, and tired? I'm tired sometimes. As an adventure and breakthrough coach, I love inspiring individuals to joyfully experience more in life with ease and fun. If you find yourself complaining about no time, then there isn't this the time to make a difference? And this the time to take a new path? So Julie, she can show you how to get more done, be present in the moment, and not lose your sanity, which is one of the hardest things when you're trying to like do all be all, right? So it is time, as she says, to stop waiting, start living, and your time is now, people. It's now. Why wait till tomorrow? Take action now. There's no promise of tomorrow. So today is your day, my friend. All right, and if you want to contact Julie Jones, we're going to put all of her information down in the bottom so you can contact her, get all her juicy bits, because she's got a book, she's got a podcast, she's got an event coming up, and all those details will be linked down below. All right, so back to the good day, bad day. It's one of my favorite things to talk to clients about, honestly, because, I mean, who's guilty of being like, oh, today was such a shitty day, right? Like, today sucked. Well, okay, let's break it down, right? What's going on in life? What are you doing? Do you have a lot on your plate? So, okay, were you able to get up and brush your teeth? Did you get your kids to school? Did you have a great day at work? And then you had the flat tire or the fight with your boyfriend or whatever it is. As a whole, it wasn't a bad day. Because to me, bad and good is like failure and success. And there's nothing in between. And I don't think that's a place that people can live in that creates happiness and joy like we were just talking about, you know? So how do you help people see the difference between good day, bad day?
Well, and it's one of those things. It's always like I remind people at the end of their day to look at what did get done.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Because again, with that negativity mindset, a lot of times we look at maybe our huge to-do list, which mm-hmm. I don't believe in, right? Like this big to-do list, which overwhelms you.
I have
right?
to have a list.
Just overwhelms you. And people look at, oh my gosh, I only got three things checked off. Well, like look at it and say, oh my gosh, I got three things checked off. Like this is what I was able to accomplish mm-hmm. today. See, because what's the alternative? Right?
Yeah.
Like, I am so grateful every single morning that I wake up that I'm 6 feet above ground rather than 6 feet mm-hmm. below ground. Mm-hmm. And I say that lovingly because I'm 6 foot tall, right? Yes. So I'm 6 feet above.
Right? Literally.
Literally. Yeah. And again, it's all choices. And I mm-hmm. am not here to say that bad things don't happen. You know, like I lost my mom. She passed away 18 years ago from early onset Alzheimer's, and she was only 59.
Oh, wow.
And then my grandmother passed away a month after she did.
Oh, gosh.
And I lost my dad 3 years ago. Like, life happens, right? Mm-hmm. Like, life happens. And you experience it in that moment. And I still have moments where I cry thinking about my parents, right?
Sure.
And I tell people, give yourself the permission to feel and really go there. Have your crying. You know, like if it's a whole day where you just are in the dumps, then just be in the dumps.
Yeah.
And then make a different choice. As I said, like the very next day, it's like, okay, well, let me, you know, let me get up and let me look at things from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because another big thing that I believe in is life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sometimes that's a hard concept for people to understand.
Explain that a little bit.
So like if something happens, if you look at it to you, right, it's like you think that the world's against you.
It's like a victim, like a victim mindset.
Right.
Okay.
Like you got this big black cloud. Like if you've ever seen like Snoopy, mm-hmm. Charlie Brown, and Pigpen.
Yeah.
He's got like that big black cloud, you know, like behind him, right? Or if you make a decision that it's happening for you, that there's a lesson to be learned and that you're taking responsibility for the actions that you played in that role. Right? Because nothing sometimes just happens without you having a role in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that there's not some tragic things that happen to young kids, right?
Sure.
Because they don't have like a choice or a role in that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying though, as adults, like if you are, and I've had, you know, two failed marriages, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on number three and I'm getting ready to celebrate 10 years of marriage and I'm super excited, right?
Awesome.
I looked, though, at those first two marriages, and I see the role that they played. And what it did is it showed me how I didn't want this marriage to end up.
There you go.
Like, I had to have better communication.
Yes.
And all these different things. It's life lessons, right?
It is.
We just learn from everything that we do. I don't believe necessarily in failures. It's either, like, fail forward or, okay, that was something that didn't work.
It's all information.
No, yeah, it's all
information. Yep.
Like, oh, that didn't work. Okay, so now what do I have to do next?
Mm-hmm.
Because that was, you know, maybe not the best decision I ever made.
Right, exactly. Which is actually a perfect little segue into your book, which is the Stop Waiting and Start Living. So this is a compilation of stories, correct, of all inspiring individuals who have learned, who have maybe had some failures or setbacks, but they took that information as feedback and then made a positive change. So where can people get your book?
Well, they can get it either on my website, juliejones.biz, or they can get it directly from Amazon.
Yeah,
so you can get it, you know, either way that's most convenient for you. And what I love about the book is that so many times we go to motivational things, right? And like we're all excited and we have our whole list of things we're going to do and then we do nothing.
Right?
Well, with the book, after every chapter are a series of questions. So it's like a journal as well.
It is. I like that part about it.
Yes, and then people are able to write down their thoughts. And that is a form of action, and it inspires you to take even more action. So it's not just a book you're going to read and put it back on your bookshelf and like, oh, that was great, and now it inspired me to do this, and then you don't take action. Take action from reading the book.
I love that. All right, let's talk a little bit. You have a podcast, and I love the name of your podcast. It's called Get Shit Done.
Yes, it is.
So where is your podcast streaming? Where can people hear more about what you have to say?
Apple, Spotify, everywhere that people are listening to podcasts. I'm actually getting ready very close to celebrating almost a year with my podcast.
Sweet.
And I'm very proud to say it's in the top 10% of podcasts.
Yeah, girl. Yeah,
so I'm really excited. And again, it's all casual conversations.
Mm-hmm.
It's casual conversations with individuals to help you inspire nuggets of like, hey, that was great. Let me take that and implement it.
Perfect. Right? Perfect. And then you have an event coming up for the launch of your TV show. And that is November 3rd is when the first episode drops.
Yes.
Okay.
So you and I
know,
because I know I'm so
too.
Excited to have you there because you were one of my guests. So we are doing a red carpet premiere on November 3rd in North Scottsdale. And that's going to be an event where, the actual owner of the television station is flying in from Dallas, Texas, where we filmed, and she's going to be in, and we're going to do a premiere. We're going to show some of the episodes, have a little program, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yes.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great. Well, we're wrapping up here, so if there is maybe one last pearl of wisdom, pearl of Julie Jones wisdom that you can leave listeners and viewers with, what would that be?
Follow your passion in your heart. And really, when I encourage people. See, all of us were put on this earth with a specific message.
Mm-hmm.
And that message can only be heard from us.
Yes.
And so if you are not out there sharing your message, and it doesn't have to be in a business format.
Sure.
Like, what do you strongly believe in? And just be out there and just be sharing it. And it's the butterfly effect, like I like
Absolutely.
To call
yep.
it, right?
Yep.
It's those little ripples that make the difference in this world. And you are enough, and you do make a difference in this world. So go out and just be you.
Oh, I love that so much. Oh, it was so great. It's always so much fun to hang out with you and talk with you. You always bring so much just good energy and fun all the time. So I'm really looking forward to your event in November, and I can't wait for the TV episodes to drop. I think they're going to be phenomenal. So
yeah, give those yeah, opinions you're a watch. TV star. It's going to be so much fun. Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you giving your time today and hanging out. And as always, such good information. So thank you so, so much for being here. And now to chat a little bit about the Superstition Community Food Bank. They are trying to feed over 600 families for the holiday season. And your donation of only $34, that's it. That will feed a family for Thanksgiving. So if you are able to help make a difference in someone's life this holiday season, information down below for the Superstition Community Food Bank. You can find that and donate away. It's much appreciated. They do such amazing things out there. I've visited the facility, and wow, it's pretty incredible. And then as always, give me a follow on Instagram. Your Instagram will be linked at the bottom as well, so we'll make sure that you can get that information. And give me a follow on Life Got Me Like on the gram, and we will see you next time. Awesome. Happy Halloween, everybody. Woo!